Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Christmas.
Dear Santa, how are you? I hope you are resting up for the big day. I am writing to you because I think I've made a pretty bad mistake.
Addie, are you ready to go?
You see, Santa, I've sold my soul to Satan in exchange for a Christmas wish.
Addie, we need to be going.
So tell me, Santa, do you have any idea what happens to a person who loses their soul?
Addie, honey, I gotta get you to school. I've got a meeting with Mr. Kingsley first thing, and I can't be late.
Mr. Kingsley?
He's gonna be my temp until Christmas. That's cool, right?
Mom, I think Mr. Kingsley might be Satan.
What? You love Mr. Kingsley. I gotta get you to school, honey.
Okay.
Great. Let's go.
We're here at the Christmas tree lot early. No sign of Lainey. Imp, Verena, show me what you got.
We went to the second circle of hell to speak with the sexual nightmare demons therein. They gave us a list of the sexiest men selected to deceive and torment condemned souls.
We found quite the delectable smorgasbord of penises.
Stop talking about the buffet, Verena. This list, my lord. You just have to pick one of the men and get him to seduce the mortal woman.
Lainey's coming. Get out of here. I command it.
Yes, my lord. Of course, my lord.
Morning, Coleman.
Lainey, why are we meeting that woman at a Christmas tree purchase location?
Because Avril McKenna Madison needs to pick her own trees.
Why? Aren't they all the same?
You'll see. Come on, she'll be meeting us inside. Oh, Avril, I got the manager to put aside his best trees for you to look at.
They're green. I don't know how I feel about green.
It's a popular choice for tree color.
I don't do what's popular. I am what's popular.
Do you want a Christmas tree that looks like you?
No, that's stupid. I don't know how I feel about this whole green tree thing.
Oh, why don't we look at a few other trees? See if your feelings get any clearer.
Yeah.
Excuse me for a moment.
Over here, Avril, are some slightly darker green trees.
Yeah. Imp, where are you, Imp? I want that list.
Here it is, my lord.
He'll do. He's attractive. He's got eyes and nose, that sort of thing.
He's smoking hot, my lord.
Yummy, yummy, my lord.
Great. So.
Oh, where am I? How did I get here?
Hello there, 2001's Brad Pitt.
Oh, I was doing an interview for Ocean's 11. Now I'm here?
Listen to me,
2001's Brad Pitt.
In this Christmas tree lot is a woman. Bright red coat. Attractive.
Kinda looks like Melissa Joan Hart.
You are to seduce her.
I'm married to Jennifer Aniston.
What did the last guy do wrong, my lord?
He was serving as an example. Is my threat clear, 2001's Brad Pitt?
I don't know what's going on.
Seduce the woman. That is all that matters. Come.
Okay.
Cute guy.
Delicious.
Ah, you'd eat anyone. Do you have any hobbies?
Shh. should I?
What do you do when you're not hoovering souls through your genitals? Oh, forget I asked.
You go ahead, Averill. I'll join you in a second.
Oh.
Oops.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you gorgeous? I mean, good? I mean, okay? Are you feeling okay?
Hey, you're wearing a red coat.
Tis the season, you know. Gotta rep for Christmas. I love Christmas. Rah, rah, rah.
A guy out front said I had to talk to an attractive lady in a red coat.
Attractive lady? I don't know about that. Say, you look so familiar. You look like that famous actor.
I get that a lot.
The one who went missing like 20 years ago.
20 years? That can't be.
Yeah, you look exactly like Brad Pitt.
Well, I am Brad Pitt! Please, you don't understand. I am Brad Pitt. It's me! I'm him!
That was awful.
That was weird.
I'm sorry, Averill. We didn't get to finish looking at trees.
I want to enter the party in ambulance. It's super dramatic. And the siren is super loud. I want that. You can make that happen, right?
I can try.
Because if you don't, I'll be unhappy. And you know what'll happen if I'm unhappy.
You'll destroy me?
Yeah. I'm gonna look at the trees. I almost have an opinion about green.
What the swear word happened?
Coleman, there you are. There was some lunatic wandering around the tree lot. He thought he was
Brad Pitt. He was perfect. Like, really good looking.
I mean, sure, but he seemed not right in the head.
Does that matter? You didn't, I don't know, want to fall in love with him?
I don't hook up with concussed people as a rule. Now, we need to wrap this up with Averill. God knows she likes to drag things out.
Pff, God.
And then we'll have to pray that we're not late to our next appointment. Come on.
But 2001's Brad Pitt!
Now, Mr. Kringle, I brought you to this bakery because I thought the orphans might decorate gingerbread houses and auction them off as part of the fundraising events.
What a fine and Christmassy idea! Why, the orphans could design these houses like the houses they'd like to be adopted into.
Seems a little taunting.
Does it? Coldman, wasn't it?
That's my proper noun.
You still look so familiar to me.
Shall we take a look inside, Mr. Kringle?
We shall.
I'll be right there. Minions.
How did it go, my lord?
Was she not pleased with 2001's Brad Pitt, my lord?
He got taken away in an ambulance. Actors can't even commit to a simple seduction.
Ah, well, my lord, you did your best.
This is starting to anger me.
Sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Have you seen her schedule up to Christmas? When am I even supposed to trick her into a relationship so I can have her daughter's soul?
May as well go back to hell.
2001's Brad Pitt was physical perfection. What more can we offer her?
Ooh, I have a few ideas.
Say another word about devouring someone's soul through their genitals, and I will send you to whatever circle of hell the sex addicts end up.
The second.
I thought that's where all the sexually repressed people went.
Same circle, different side of the glass.
1,000 apologies, my lord.
And don't think I haven't seen the tit hole you've cut into that sweater vest.
Oh, 1,000,000 apologies, my lord.
Shut up. I want the pair of you to go and get 2001's Brad Pitt back.
Are you sure, my lord? Wouldn't you prefer to go back to hell?
This isn't over yet. Now do as I command.
Ah, damn it! He was so close to giving up. What are you doing?
Do you have a safety pin for my tits?
This is what the breakfast cereal buffet would be like at your reception, Misty.
Whoa! It's delicious. I love breakfast cereal.
Say, Misty, does your partner like cereal too?
You know it.
And is that important to you?
I did always want to marry someone who eats breakfast.
What about you, Lainey? What are you looking for in a man?
At this stage in my life, I want my man rich, decadent,
interesting,
and made of cake.
Oh, that's funny, girlfriend.
I don't have time for a man. Besides, I've got Addie.
Do you? When do you do anything with her?
Excuse you?
You're working all day, every day, until Christmas. The only people in your schedule are your clients.
How dare you? I don't need to schedule my daughter.
If you say so.
That was an unacceptable thing that you just said to me.
It was. Why? Can I have another bowl
Addie
of the...
Addie is about to finish school, and someone needs to pick her up. Off you go.
You want a stranger to pick your daughter up from school?
You're her teacher.
Oh, that's right. So you don't want to spend time with her in the car?
Go and get her!
Wrap up snug, it's a cold one out there.
My lord, we got 2001's Brad Pitt for you.
Oh, not you again. What do you want with me?
Nothing. I don't want you anymore.
Then why did you bring me here? How did you bring me here?
Can't you see our lord is upset, 2001's Brad Pitt?
Be silent, 2001's Brad Pitt. Come here. Do not bother our lord.
What do I do, imp? Lainey says she doesn't have time for love, and she's right. She's busy all the time.
I was always gonna be tough, my lord. But soon, people will be drunk driving, having existential crises, and freezing to death alone in their apartments. Hell is gonna need you, making sure that those new souls get to the hells that they deserve. So what do you say, my lord? Fuck these mortals.
Language.
And let's go to hell.
I'll give it some thought. I need to pick up Lainey's daughter from school.
Pick up the mortal child? You're Satan! Lucifer! The adversary! Evil incarnate! And you're gonna get in some lady's SUV and drive to an elementary school?
You've got a point. I'll make the car drive itself.
Oh, good idea, my lord.
Thank you, Verena. Wait, why are you covered in ash? What happened to 2001's Brad Pitt?
Oh, you said you didn't need him anymore.
I don't suppose anyone will miss him. Get in, Addie.
Where's Mom?
Mom couldn't make it, but Satan is here to claim you.
Aren't you going to use the steering wheel?
No.
Today at school we had a substitute. They said Mr. Kingsley would be back soon. I didn't say that Mr. Kingsley had been possessed by Satan.
Probably for the best.
Will Mr. Kingsley be back soon?
Sooner than I would like. Things going the way they are.
And is Mr. Kingsley doing all right, wherever he is?
Oh, this has been the most magical day, Harper.
I don't know who made it happen, but God bless whoever did.
I don't want to think about it. I just want to revel in this heaven for as long as it lasts.
I hope it lasts forever, my love.
He's fine. You know, that was a fucked up wish you made.
Language!
Oh, I know language, but this is a special fucking occasion.
It is?
Yes! I'm pissed as fuck. Finding a boyfriend for your mother is a fucking bullshit request. You could have traded your soul for so many things that could have helped her. And you wished her a boyfriend? Ugh, the last thing she needs.
I thought she'd want one. Next year I'll wish for something else, but this time from Santa.
Wait, that's it. Time. She needs time.
I didn't ask for time.
But if I can think of a way to give her time, maybe she'll use it to fall in love. Thank you, Addie. This has been quite the inspirational chat.
Oh, fuck.
Language.
Why don't we call it a draw? If Mom doesn't want a boyfriend, then you don't need to do the contract and take my soul.
Try and stop me.
Ten days till Christmas.
I talk
talked it over with Rainer last night, and here are the list of cereals that she would like.
Thanks, Misty. I'll pass that on.
You seem stressed, girlfriend.
Got another busy day lined up. Coleman is late, and his comments about Addie got to me yesterday.
I hear you, girlfriend.
But I really need the help.
I wish I could do more, girlfriend.
I appreciate that, Misty.
It's a shame I can't.
I know, Misty.
Well, goodbye, girlfriend. It's a chilly one out, so I brought mittens.
Morning, Misty.
With a top of 39 degrees.
Good morning.
No, it's not. I am very disappointed in your behavior.
I only just got here.
You're late, and we should have a further conversation about the topic that we were discussing yesterday vis-a-vis my mothering. And while I would love to take the time to defend myself, we are already making a late start.
There's no rush.
I disagree with you.
No, right, because, shut up, because I did start work on time. In fact, I kept working last night.
What do you mean?
The schedule. Item one, decoration shopping. I did it. You left a list, I got it all.
Oh, when did
you... Item two, I updated the caterers and venue for the orphan luncheon regards additional numbers. Additional seating and tables booked and will arrive the day before.
But how did you...
Item three, I've arranged for a sampling of reindeer to be sent over, for to have Avril McKenna Madison fall off one at her party.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Maybe I earned a few minutes late at the top of the day.
Maybe so.
And that is why I think we should go and get a hot cocoa. There's a diner around the corner.
I can't think of a reason not to.
Great. Grab your bright red coat. It's an Ohioan winter out there. This is a good hot cocoa, isn't it?
It's good hot cocoa. I have to admit to feeling a bit guilty about not working.
Oh, look, there's a guy over
there. We should really talk about yesterday afternoon.
Of course, only I think 1996's Denzel Washington is sitting...
I think part of the reason that I had such a visceral reaction to what you were saying is that it's something I felt for so long, that I'm a bad mom.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't, but I'm never there at Christmas. I'm always busy, always stressed. I know how special Christmas can be. I remember growing up, my dad taking me ice skating in the park. I felt like a princess.
Maybe your dad can take Addie.
No, he passed away a few years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is not a good thing.
And every year I'd make Christmas cookies with my mom. It was something we did, you know?
Well, maybe your mother can...
No, she also passed away a few years ago.
Two not good things. I'm sorry that that's happened to you and her and your father.
I feel like you'll understand that I can tell you these things because the other day you told me you've lost your wife and parents.
I did?
You did.
I did, yes. Ah, mortality. Damn it all to hell, you know.
Was Christmas important when you were growing up?
I guess. The boss in my family.
Was this your father?
Sure. Well, he had this other son.
Your brother.
And Christmas was super important to them, but it was never something that I was involved with, you know?
That must have been hard.
It's complicated.
Family always is.
Yeah, it really is. But your kid seems nice. Bad speller, but she's got a good heart in her. For now, I mean.
That's sweet of you.
Is it? Oh, well, thanks. I don't think anyone's ever called me sweet before.
I'm sure your wife did.
Oh, the dead one. Sure, yeah. She thought I was sweet and funny and other things that human women are attracted to.
You'll find love again. Don't worry. And you've got plenty of things that human women are attracted to.
Oh, well, what sort of things?
Right. That's enough of Coco. We need to get back to work.
But I did the list.
You made a great start. Those decorations need to be hung. The orphans you ordered lunch for will have dietary requirements. And we'll need Avril McKenna Madison to come down and review those reindeer. She will not like one that we pick for her. Let's roll out.
Yes, we,
Come on.
What went wrong, my lord?
I think it went kind of good.
She didn't even meet 1996's Denzel Washington.
Redouble the efforts on the schedule.
But what's the point, my lord, if she hasn't met a man?
That'll come later. And stop questioning my commands. I better catch up to Lainey.
Ugh, we're never gonna get back to hell at this rate.
Why do you care?
Well, someone has to be down there running the place. The master's job might be to find the mortal woman a mate, but ours is to get the master back to hell.
Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you for listening to the second episode of our three-episode Christmas special. I like to think of A Christmas Satan as really scratching that holiday movie itch, but for that itch to turn out to be scabies or something. On to this episode's cross-promotion! You know, every episode I do a wee promo for one of my That's Not Canon Network siblings, and sometimes it's hard to know which one to pick. You know what makes my task easier? Castology. That's right, it's the podcast for when you want to know about podcasts. Every episode, your hosts Zane, Liz, and Nick review some of their favorites, some of the best, and some of the, existing podcasts out there to give you, the listener, the down low on what's up and coming. The Penny Peep Show was on Castology, and they were all, yeah, give it a go, if that's your thing. Honestly, there are something like 700,000 podcasts out there, and you need someone to cut the fat. The crew of Castology are the ones to do it. You can find the link where all good links are found, the episode description. That's it for me. I'll let you get back to the episode, but not before I do my socials call out. Please check out our socials. Also, I'd love to hear what you make of A Christmas Satan or any of our other series. My favorite way of hearing is in 5-star reviews. Thanks again for listening. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye.
Christmas.
Eddie, honey, how's your homework going?
Homework is gluing glitter to greeting cards, Mom. Is Mr. Kingsley leaving?
Be nice, Eddie.
Is she all right?
She's being a bit grumpy. Maybe it's too weird to have a teacher in the house.
Yes, it'll definitely be that. How's homework going, Addie?
It's just gluing glitter!
What a crazy 2 days it's been.
Crazy? I thought it was less crazy because of all the extra work I've been doing.
That's what I mean. On your first day with me, I wasn't sure how we were going to get through everything. Now, I might have time to get to some of the stuff I've been meaning to do for ages.
Well, like what?
I want to do a proper business plan. Get a small business loan. Get some permanent help. Maybe expand. But I spend my downtime with Addie. I can't bear the thought of her growing up whilst I'm buried in application forms and cost estimates.
It goes by quickly, a human life.
You gotta make the most of it. Now, let's see. Tomorrow, I'll get you to secure the public liability insurance for the orphanage luncheon and complete the risk assessment on the rideable reindeer. We also need to review the seating chart for Misty's wedding, because she cannot do it herself.
Who knew it took so much paperwork to throw a party?
Mom, I've written another letter to Santa. Would you be able to post it?
I sure can, honey. Didn't you already send him one?
This one spelled better. Is Mr. Kingsley going yet?
I'll go.
Thanks, Cole. See you tomorrow.
Try and stop me.
Eight days till Christmas.
The perfume fountain will be in front of the Botox station.
Yeah.
And the Christmas countdown will take place here, beside the Grotto of Zaddy's.
Yeah.
And then over here will be the rideable reindeer, once you decide on a color.
That brown or gray were not my dream color of reindeer.
7 days till Christmas.
So, we will be able to bus in even more orphans for the charity lunch.
A Merry Christmas for every orphan in Ohio, then. How did you manage it?
We had the time, so I got Cole to make some phone calls, get some costings.
And Lainey talked down their quotes.
It is Christmas, after all.
Oh, it certainly is. Ho, ho, ho! I mean,
6 days till Christmas.
And that's what a seating chart is.
Oh.
And here is your seating chart.
Oh, wow.
We spent hours on it making sure that none of your difficult cousins were sitting next to each other.
And it was Cole who suggested that the table names be weather related.
Oh, cumulus.
I'd say show it to your fiancé, but maybe say, you go, girlfriend, and we'll run with it.
You go, girlfriend!
Great. With the meeting with Misty out of the way, we've got the rest of the afternoon off.
And I know how to use it. It's Addie's last day of school before Christmas break. Why don't you go and pick her up and meet me at the park at the center of town?
Why?
You'll see.
Ice skating?
You said that your father used to take you ice skating at Christmas, remember?
I'm surprised you do. Addie, you stay with Mr. Kingsley. I'll go rent us some skates.
Sure, Mom. Why are you doing this?
Your mother wants to go ice skating. Look at her. When was the last time you saw her this excited?
But why?
It's just ice skating.
Here we go.
Why did you get three pairs?
You didn't think you're getting out of it, did you?
Shit. Fuck. Sorry.
Oh, you're doing great.
Fucking hell.
I mean, try and watch the language.
This stupid human body, it's so hard to balance.
Stay calm. You'll get it. Won't he, Addie?
Maybe.
Are you okay?
I don't know how to do this.
What is the master doing?
Oh, he's not acting like himself. He hasn't combusted anyone in days.
What's this? What's happening?
I am knitting. It's a popular human hobby.
Ugh.
5 days till Christmas.
Misty, Rainer, remember, when the priest asks about reasons why you shouldn't get married, that's not an opportunity for brainstorming, okay?
Oh, wow.
Good tip, girlfriend.
Now, back outside to practice walking into the church again.
Let's go, babe.
It's warm sock weather out there.
The additional rehearsal was a good idea.
Your friend Misty seems to benefit from repetition.
Yeah. Sometimes I think she has no internal life and purely exists for me to bounce my thoughts off of, and that all other details about her as a fully formed individual are purely incidental. But hey, she's my best friend.
4 days till Christmas.
Ding dong, event planner calling.
Ah, Lainey, come in. Merry Christmas. And your assistant is here, too.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Kringle.
Merry Christmas.
We're delivering the gifts to give to the orphans at the Christmas Eve event.
Already? My, you are ahead of schedule.
You're telling me. Cole got it done by himself.
I wrapped every single one using my own two hands, and I got better the more I did it.
He's my own personal Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. I'm not sure about that, but... thank you, young man.
It really was my pleasure.
3 days till Christmas.
We're doing so well. I might step out for a minute. I should post Addie's second letter to Santa. Did you want to come for a walk with me?
I'd like that a lot.
Oh, look, you better grab your coat. It started to snow again. There, motherly duty done. Isn't it beautiful? The snow.
You make it look good, settling on your hat and coat. I'm just wet.
The snow does seem to melt faster on you for some reason. Maybe you need more to land on you.
Well, I can't make it land any faster. Oh!
Did you just hit me with snow?
What are you gonna do about it?
I know exactly what I'm gonna do about it.
No, don't!
Come here! Retaliation complete!
That's what you think!
Ooh, I'll get you for that!
No!
What the frick?
Oh my god! Averill, you're early! Me and Cole were just dropping off some mail, and we got a bit distracted.
You are meant to be planning my party.
Oh, we are. We have been. We found you an albino reindeer to sit on.
We've booked the most muscular, insta-famous Santa in all of Ohio.
And we've secured an ambulance for the whole evening.
That all sounds stupid. I don't want any of that junk anymore. And the theme, Winter Wonderland, that's so done. It's trash. It's stupid.
But you picked
I want a new theme. I want Christmas at the beach. I don't want dumb snow. I don't want freaking reindeer. I want my followers to see me looking tanned in a bikini, looking hot as frick in the middle of December. I want sand. I want palm trees. And I want Santa to be one of those freaking Hawaiian girls with a coconut bra.
You're changing everything.
And it's 3 days till Christmas.
You can do it, right?
Because if you can't, I'll be unhappy. And you know what'll happen if I'm unhappy. I'll destroy you. Now, is this meeting over?
We're sitting in half-melted snow on the street.
Good. Bye.
Do you want me to set her on fire?
I wish you could.
I mean, I can.
We need to start again from the beginning.
So what? Between you and I, we can give that hind leg of a biblical donkey exactly what she's asking for.
You know what? I think you're right. I've got a great connection at the garden center for the palm trees.
And I can get a Hawaiian girl at the snap of my fingers.
Can you?
For the party.
I see. Come on, let's get back to the office.
Days till Christmas.
Addie, honey, come into the kitchen.
What's going on, Mom? Why is Mr. Kingsley here?
It's good to see you too, Addie.
We're gonna make Christmas cookies together.
I thought you had a whole bunch of work. Didn't that mean lady do a poopy on all your plans?
We think we've got everything sorted. The palm trees and sand are on site. We found a DJ with a surprisingly long reggae Christmas playlist. And the caterer had a stack of canned pineapples laid up for the winter.
And I locally sourced a Hawaiian girl. She's already on a plane from Ohio.
We're in Ohio.
Right. She's in the next one over. The southern one.
Kentucky? West Virginia?
Yes.
So, honey, I thought you and I would make the traditional Hutton Harrison family Christmas cookies.
Oh, okay, Mom. I'd like that.
And that's the last one. Oh, beautiful, honey.
I can't wait to see them when they're baked.
And they are going to be delicious, trust me. Oh, nuts. I forgot to preheat the oven.
Let me have a look.
We'll have to wait a couple of minutes for the oven to...
Hold on. Ready to go.
Oh, that was quick. Let's get them in there. That's gorgeous, honey.
I just need to give Frosty his nose.
How are your biscuits coming along, Cole?
I'm very pleased with this guy.
Is that Santa? You made his skin red.
He looks like a jazzy devil.
Thank you.
She's in her pajamas. I'll need to tuck her in soon.
I should get going.
I'll show you out. Oh, you got some confectioner's sugar on your nose.
I did? Well...
I'll get it.
Thank you.
You're so warm.
I naturally run hot.
Don't you just.
Huh?
Tonight was magical. Ever since you got here, in fact. I wish I could find a proper way to thank you. You've done one hell of a job for me.
I didn't do all this because of some job. I was doing it for you. I feel like a brand new man because of you. It's me who should be thanking you. Whoa, you kissed me.
Is that okay?
We can do it again if you want.
Maybe not when I've got a restless kid waiting upstairs for me.
Of course.
I know, a mom ducking out because of her kid is not exactly romance.
No, you've been clear with your priorities and I respect that.
I think I'm falling in love with you.
You are? That's a relief.
A relief?
It would be mortifying for these feelings to be one-sided, you know?
Oh, a relief. I get that. I'll see you tomorrow.
Try and stop me.
There you are, Addie. All tucked up. That was fun tonight, wasn't it?
It was.
Is something wrong, honey?
You like Mr. Kingsley, don't you?
I sure do. Don't you? Or do you still think he's Satan?
He makes you happy.
He does. But you know who makes me the happiest?
Who?
You! And if you still think Mr. Kingsley is Satan, then after we've done organizing the Christmas parties, he can go back to being just your teacher, okay?
I guess. If he makes you happy, then I'm happy for you to be happy.
God, I'm so lucky to have you. Good night, Addie.
Night, Mom.
We saw that, my lord. You kissed her. Good work.
That was pretty hot. The nerve endings in my mouth are all, we're lucky, mucho grande.
Oh, then you're gonna love having sex, my lord.
Not everything is about sex, Verena.
I know that, my lord. Look, I've been knitting.
But you've knitted crotchless panties.
Oh.
My lord, I apologize for ever doubting your plan. Seducing the mortal woman, taking her daughter's soul. Truly a cruel and masterful thing to do.
But I didn't Huh?
You've secured the mortal woman's love, making that mortal child's soul ripe for the taking. What do you say? Let's go murder that mortal child. Verena, you joining?
No, thanks. We succubus have a certain standard when it comes to these sort of things.
We're not going to kill Addie. I don't even want her soul.
Then why did you seduce a mortal woman?
What are the normal reasons for seducing someone?
For souls.
For souls.
I'm not killing Addie for her soul.
You don't have to, my lord.
Thank you.
That mortal woman is in love. Come midnight on Christmas Eve, one way or another, that kid is losing her soul.
Christmas Satan featured the voices of
Jacqueline Osorio as Lainey,
Kieran Davey as Satan,
Rhiannon Mauchel as Addie, Verena and Raina,
Matt Graham as the Imp and Brad Pitt,
Lucy Clapp as Misty, Harper and Avril McKenna Madison,
and
Stephen Jobson as Mr. Kringle and Mr. Kingsley.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.